You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, welcome. Hello, everybody. I've missed you so. I know. I've been sort of on again, off again in the last couple of months, but I've been very busy, and busy is good. Busy is good. So a couple of things. So December 1st is coming up on Friday, and as you all know, I have written a guide about a year ago called 9-Day Energy Reset. And it is a way for you to realize how the universe is working for you, not against you. And so it's a ritual you do for 9 days, and you do it connected with the numerology number 1. So in numerology, the month numbers that start at 1 are the 1st of the month, the 10th of the month, and the 19th of the month. And you do this ritual for 9 days. It's incredibly simple to do this ritual. It's interesting how you forget to stick to it. But when you stick to it for the whole 9 days, you will see a shift. You will notice a difference. I'm actually going to put together a workbook that is meant to be burned at the end of the 9-day ritual, and that will be available probably in about 3 weeks. So if you're interested in that, just go ahead and email me through my website, which is www.mona.vegas. And I'm going to go right to the callers. I've got somebody here from the 210 area code. Hello, 210. Who's this? Hello, 210. Are you there?
Hello.
Okay. Hi. Who's this?
Hello. This is Pearl from Texas.
Oh, hey, Pearl. What's your question?
My question is, I've been working with a customer for a couple of months now, and I wondered how you see that turning out. Do you see me selling her house for her?
So I feel in a lot of ways that you've been strung along. and the woman is incredibly picky, but it says that you get on the other side of it. It's saying that the total time this is going to take is 3 months from beginning to end. So how long have you been working with her?
For 3 months.
Okay. Well, we're coming to
June, actually.
Yeah, she's incredibly high maintenance, because there's a part of her that doesn't really want to let things go from the past. So that might be a question to ask, is that, are you really willing to start your new life? Are you really willing to do this? Because the thing is that I see a lot of reservation and fear on her part, and I see you being there and doing everything that you need to do to make it easy for her, but it's almost as if you make it easy for her and she pushes back on you again. It's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how I would handle it, is I would ask the question, is there anything else you need from me to move forward and make this decision? All right? That would be the first question I would ask. She's probably going to say, no, da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever her excuse is. And then you'll say, you know, I'd actually like to put this on hold for a month. Let's put it on hold till after the first of the year, because everything's going to start getting really crazy busy over the next 5 weeks. And I'm wondering if you just want to put it on the back burner until January. I would actually ask that question. Because
okay.
And then say, I'm available to you if you want to do it sooner than that, but I'm really getting this sense that you're reluctant to move forward and get all this done. So I would just ask the question. The thing is that she really wants to kind of turn over the power to you, but she's squirrely. There's something about what's going on with this process that she knows she has to let go of the past, and she's afraid of the future. That's exactly what
She's actually getting divorced, but I thought, well, I'll help her sell this one and help her buy another. And now I'm getting really strange vibes about buying another. So,
well, here's the thing. I would do this one at a time. When she's ready to buy another, then she'll reach out to you again. But here's the thing is that this is very difficult when people are going through a separation and a divorce. It's incredibly difficult because they know that once that's done, then they're done. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part of her that just doesn't want to let it go. There's still a little in her gut feeling of hope that they might reconcile, even though the guy was probably a dick.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing is that you might want to say, let's put this off till after the first of the year. Let's just put it off. And if you have the power to do it, do it. And if she says, no, I really want to do this, say, okay, well, because we've spent a lot of time going back and forth about you being ready. And I don't want to waste your time. And I'm certain that you need to get to a place where you're ready. That's how I would handle it. And just do it in the most, you know, just keep beaming her love when you do it. Just keep beaming that to her. Because, you know, she's very afraid. She's afraid.
Yeah.
You know, she thought this relationship was going to be the rest of her life.
Yeah.
And so she's afraid of the new beginning. And we understand that.
For her, do you see her building another house or buying a pre-owned home?
Okay, what I'm getting is just this one situation. And, you know, Pearl, my program is designed for one question.
Sorry.
Okay? So bless your little heart for wanting to sneak another one in there. Well, what it's saying is with this particular question, give her the option of putting it on hold. And then if she says, no, I don't want to put it on hold, I want to move forward, then say, okay, then this is what we're going to do. And this is the timeline. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 857 area code. Hello, 857. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, this is Gwen. How are you?
Oh, hi, Gwen. What's your question?
My question is I have to move before the beginning of, well, a little bit after the beginning of the new year.
Right.
And I saw a room actually yesterday. And in a really beautiful house, but there'd be two other women living there. I just want to know, is this a good idea or should I continue to look?
I would continue to look. The only reason I say that is that you're struggling with the idea that you want this settled. But what it's saying here is that don't be impulsive for the shift. Because what it's saying here is that there's a better choice coming within the next 6 weeks, which is your timing. I'll tell you the ideal situation for you would be somebody that traveled a lot. So if you ended up, you know, living with someone that was a flight attendant, for example, that was gone for 2 or 3 days at a time, there's the benefit of you being there to watch the house and, you know, help keep it safe, then the nice thing, I'm getting something like that, somebody that travels a lot. So somebody that's in sales, somebody that is a flight attendant, or a pilot, somebody that it could be somebody that's even in the military that they want, they're willing to rent their place out for a little less than what they normally would specifically so someone can take care of it. So one of the things that you might want to do, and this won't cost you very much money, but if you were to go get yourself bonded, literally go to an insurance, you know, see if you have a friend that does insurance and say, I just want to get bonded. Because once you're bonded, then you can actually put yourself out there as a house sitter. And then what happens is that it may work out that you end up not paying anything just to be in someone's house. So it could be that there's a temporary thing for the people that are snowbirds, that you end up staying in their place until the weather gets nice, say April or May, and that gives you lots of time to look for the right living situation. But getting bonded, I don't think costs that much.
Okay.
And I don't think it would be an issue for you.
Insurance agency?
Go to one of your insurance agencies and just say, hey, I'm thinking about doing house sitting as a side business, and I just want to get bonded. Because then the next thing you do, then the only other thing you have to do is get business cards printed that say, you know, professional house sitting.
Okay.
So it might be that's how you end up finding the job. So you could actually start Googling house sitter needed in your area and see if there's somebody looking for somebody. And then, of course, you know, you got to get the right vibe and all that. But it says you don't have to do any of this the hard way. You don't have to do any of this the hard way, Gwen.
Okay. Okay. But you do see this happening.
Oh, totally. I actually think that you're going to find something. Well, you're going to find the right living situation by the first week of January. So I'm not worried about that. I just don't want you to rush into something that think about it. If you're sharing the place with two other women, let's talk about the issue of parking, just parking. Who gets the garage? Who gets to park in the driveway? Who has to park on the street?
Right.
I'm just saying.
True.
I'm thinking, it makes sense. But let's just take a step back from that and go, almost, but not quite. But the best situation for you, in my opinion, would be somebody that was renting out their casita or, you know, their mother-in-law house in their backyard where it has an efficiency kitchen and a shower and a little tiny living space. That's what you really need. So the thing is that you might actually look for casita rentals.
Okay.
The other thing is that you could even say, hey, can you give me a break on the rent if I also watch your house and bring in the mail and, you know, water your plants and all that when you're traveling?
Okay.
And if they happen to have a cat, which is the easiest pet in the world to have, then you take care of their cat when they travel, which is, you know, that's the easiest animal to take care of, in my opinion. So, all right, gal pal, I think you got this.
Excellent. Thank you, Mona. Thank you so very much.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 724 area code. Hello, 724. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. This is Mandy.
Oh, hi, Mandy. What's your question?
My question would be this morning what you saw for me love-wise.
Let's see. Well, there's a guy I really like here. He's coming up as dark hair, dark eyed, a little on the, he's not skinny, but he's not grotesquely heavy either. He's just a kind of a big guy. And, what I like about this guy is that this is someone that's incredibly casual about the whole dating and love process. He's not out to hurt you, but it's the long game with him. So this is not a guy I would sleep with anytime soon. But do you recognize this man already?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Okay. Well, it's saying that's the man that's coming into your life. And what I like about him, so I have to tell you, people listen to my radio shows probably heard this story before, but I got to meet Emeril Lagasse, you know, the chef, all right? I got to meet him at a meet and greet at Venetian, which was very, very cool. So on TV, he's really cute. You know who I'm talking about, right?
My son would probably know. He watches those shows, but I don't.
Okay, I apologize. That's okay. So Emeril Lagasse is this, he's a little on the chubby side. He is somebody that is incredibly engaging. There's a magnetic quality about him. But when you meet this guy in person, there is a magnetism that is absolutely amazing. There's a reason why this man makes magic happen around him. There's a pull about him. I can't explain it. It's probably because I'm intuitive. But I want to tell you, the kind of guy that you're about to meet is like him. Somebody that you feel drawn to, and maybe somebody that you might not normally find yourself attracted to.
Okay.
But there is something about this man that is absolutely awesome for you. So I'm going to ask you a question. What do you do for fun, Mandy?
I have very little free time right now, to be honest with you. I'm a single mom, and my baby just turned one.
Aww.
So I have a lot on my plate right now. So,
okay.
Because
what it's saying here is that this is a man that you might meet through some sort of class or learning experience of some sort. And that it might be connected with work. Like, let's say your job says, oh, hey, Mandy, we need to send you to this training seminar. And you're like, okay. So you go to the training seminar and you meet him. But I want to tell you, I kind of want you to keep your peepers open for a guy with dark hair and dark eyes, kind of a big guy, that is trying to get your attention. So if you run into Starbucks to get coffee, instead of just running in, going to the barista and getting your latte, go in, look around the place to see if a guy is trying to catch your eye. Because here's the thing, I have no doubt you're attractive enough, and I'm sure you get men's attention all the time, but I think that you are oblivious to the fact that men are trying to get your attention. I think you're oblivious to it. And what it's saying here is that this man is somebody incredibly interested in you. And there's one other little thing. This man is, and I had
okay.
to bring this up because it's in your reading. This
sure,
man is not like this man is not like anybody else you've ever met. He's not going to hurt you. That means that last relationship that really went to hell in a handbasket, he's not like that guy.
Okay.
Okay. And one of the things that I want you to do is a little exercise where you write down the crappy stuff that happened with that last relationship where you really were kind of hit upside the head by this guy. And I want you to write about all the negative stuff with that relationship. And at the bottom of that sheet of paper, I want you to write, I release this past relationship for the one that is supposed to be in my life. And I want you to sign your name, crumple it up, and burn it.
Okay.
Because it's saying here, this man is not somebody that you would normally find yourself attracted to. But there's something about this guy that is very, very cool. Very cool.
Hmm.
So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
All right, thank you for taking
okay.
my call. Have a good
oh,
day.
Oh, no worries. See you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All
right, I've got somebody here from – well, let me go to a commercial real quick. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
So you guys, you know, I published that app, Dice Wisdom, a few years ago, and I've actually gotten it upgraded. So for those of you who have spent the whopping $1.99 to download it on your phone, just letting you know that the upgrade for that is available. And it's a really, really wonderful way for you to think of a question and then tap the little dice image on your phone, and then it gives you the answer to the question. It's just very cool. So, all right, I'm going to go to area code 414. Hello, 414. Who's this?
Hi, Felicia. Thanks for taking my call.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your first name.
It's Felicia.
Oh, hey, Felicia. What's your question?
My question is, everything is blessed. Everything is going wonderful for my husband and I. We just have a niche, which I know it'll work out, but sometimes I get a little anxious. The question is, we're in the process of purchasing a home, so we found someone to be able to get everything done. Our problem is the down payment.
Right.
I can get it, but I don't want to get it from this specific place that I need to keep the money.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And as a matter of fact, what it's saying in the cards is literally the question, why the rush? Why the rush? Because what I'm getting here is if you wait till May, because whenever there's a number that repeats, I always bring it up to people. You have the number 5 repeating here 3 times in your 5-card spread, which I always take as a big ding, 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 ding. Pay attention to that. So what it's saying here is if you were to go sort of this risky way to get the down payment, you would find yourself behind the 8-ball pretty fast. So I'm saying absolutely not. So I would say to your man, honey, why the rush? Let's wait till spring. Because what I'm getting here is that there is some sort of financial windfall coming to you where the down payment's going to be easier for you to obtain between now and May.
Okay.
So and here's the cool thing about it is that I want you financially to pretend as though you got the money from that source that you didn't want to get it from. And I want you to start stashing large chunks of money into a special savings account specifically for the purpose of your down payment, all right? Because you know, there's lots of different real estate programs out there. Like I understand in Nevada there's a special program for people that are teachers that they get a break on the down payment. So one of the things you might want to do is see if there's some sort of a way that you can get the down payment helped sort of sponsored for you in some way. But I'm getting the why the rush. I'm literally getting that phrase in my head. So I would actually enjoy the holidays in a very modest way. I would make a game out of not spending money. In other words, I would if I were you, I would make the dollar store my first stop before the grocery store. Seriously.
Where? I'm sorry.
I would make the dollar store my first stop before the grocery store. Because what I'm getting here for you is that if over the next 5 months or so you can just make a game out of saving money, then you'll have the down payment.
Okay.
And then there's no stress, and I don't really like the idea of you getting the money from that source because there's going to be big strings attached to it.
That source is actually my source, but I really don't want to take from that.
No, I don't want you to. And the thing is that I really want you to ask the question, why the rush? Because, and I'll tell you, the specific cards you have is there's a card here in traditional tarot called the 5 of Wands, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You have it reversed. So when you have it upright, it's a card that talks about a total commitment, all right? But you have it reversed, which means that the commitment feels like it could fall through. And then you have the other 5 card is this card in traditional tarot that's called the Pope or the Hierophant, all right? It's a card of turning this decision over to God.
Okay.
In other words, being way relaxed that when it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen in divine timing. And then you have a card that lets you let go of the past. So I know the new home's going to happen. It's just a question of hold your horses and wait.
Okay.
And I think there may be a promotion coming for either you or your man.
Hopefully.
Yeah, because that will make a big difference.
He's on the second job, so, but.
Well, and the thing is that I really don't want you guys working so hard that you don't enjoy each other either. But I'm getting a promotion or some sort of opportunity for either you or your man that pays you more money. So, all right. Now, you know, by the way, what do you do for work now?
I am a program office manager. I run a house with 15, 20 ladies that has drug and alcohol addictions with their children.
Wow. That's God's
work. I love
it.
And I love it, but it's a nonprofit, so they don't pay as much,
yeah.
Which I still get the joy out of doing it.
So here's just an idea. It's just something to think about, is that one of the things you're very good at is attention to detail. And I'm just going to throw this at you as an idea to think about, is what if you decided to be an entry-level person to learn about how to do mortgages?
Hmm.
Because if you were to work for a mortgage company or work for a financial institution that did mortgages, not only would they love you because people love you when they meet you, but you would probably be able to get your loan through that company that you were working for in 6 months.
I thought about that. I'm not doing it. Yeah.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank
you. See you later.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Bye. All right. So I think I've got somebody here calling. The first three numbers are 919, so they might be calling internationally. Hello, 919. Who's this?
Hello, Nina. This is Anshul.
I'm sorry. I barely heard your first name.
Yeah, my name is Anshul.
Anshu. Okay, cool. What's your question for me?
My question is that I want to have a change in my career from technical to something related to teaching and training.
Right.
And I have been kind of making up mind for that because that would be a big change considering that maybe with this change I might not be earning that much initially.
Right.
So I'm a bit confused because anyway I have to change. So I am a bit confused whether I should stay with the technical with a different job maybe in a couple of months or
right.
should I move to teaching and training.
Well, here's the thing. You're good at both. So I can see why it feels like there's this indecision going on with you. But what it's saying here is that by you, it's almost as if you go for additional training yourself for what you need to learn yourself, and you get introduced to a job that might be a combination of both of those things. And what's interesting is that when you said the next couple of months, you have the number two repeating in your reading. The first card that represents number two talks about coincidental meeting, working at your favor, working for you, right? And then the next number two card talks about you get to leave this indecision and let yourself follow your heart. Because I actually think that following your heart's more on the training side of things than it is the IT technical side of things. So what I'm thinking, though, is I actually think that there might be a job that's a combination of both. So you have this feeling of security and confidence in the idea that you know what you know and you do it really well. But what I also like about this is it's saying by you showing up to hone your skills at other places that might do this, that you might get a job that involves both. So for example, if you were to get yourself hired in a human resources department, I'm just going to give you this as an example. If you were to actually go for the training jobs in human resources that are technical, and then you say, well, here's the thing is that I can easily learn your program, but I'm a great trainer. So then you end up getting a job that pays you a decent salary because you're technically minded, and it's probably a regular hour kind of job with weekends off. So what I would do if I were you, because people like you when they meet you, is that I would definitely look in the human resources side of things first for a technical trainer.
Mm-hmm.
It also could be that you you might even go to another level where you're helping with logistics and trade shows, where you're training your clients to use whatever they need to use, but you may also be acting as a salesperson for the technology they might need for the trade show. So those are the two areas that the industries that I would check: logistics for trade shows and human resources. Because what it's saying here is the new beginning is coming to you. You just have to decide which one you want the most.
That's kind of indecisiveness on my side.
Well,
because whatever I am getting opportunity, three opportunities that I am looking at all are technical.
Well, and here's the thing, is I actually think that you're going to have an opportunity where it's technical and training, where you really want to go into. So I want you to look at the areas where it's technical training and still entertain those other offers, because I don't see a problem with you finding a job. I just want you to find the job that incorporates both of those things. So you could actually call each one of these offers and say, you know, I know that you want me to do this technical work, but I'm also very interested in training. Will there be an avenue for me to also do training with this? You could just ask the question. Worst they can do is tell you no. But if one of them says yes, then that's the one I would go for.
Yeah.
Because you know how to do this. It's saying here that over the next couple of months, you find the job that really is the good fit for you. And let's say there's, out of these three offers that you have, the one says, well, yeah, we'll let you do training. So you take that job, and then you get into the job, and you're like, no, I'm not quite sure I want to do this. But now you can add the training part of it to your resume for looking for the next job.
Yeah.
See what I mean? So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 412 area code. Hello, 412. Who's this?
Hi, this is Pam.
Oh, hi, Pam. What's your question?
Well, mine's on love, too. I wondered if you see anyone new coming into my life.
Let's see. You know, I'm actually going to write a book on how to attract. I am. I'm going to write a book. I'm literally going to do this. Wow. All right, the reason I'm going wow with your cards is that, you know, I only draw five cards to do this question answer for you. And four out of the five cards I drew for you are all major cards. It's saying here that there's something where there's chaos or a disruption, but not necessarily a bad chaos or disruption. It's actually saying love is about to basically step right in front of you. Because you have the first card's talking about a disruption, that for you to have love in your life right now, it actually would be disruptive because you'd have to change things in order to accommodate it. So you have this card that talks about, and by the way, so we have this disruption card. It's a happy disruption card. Then you have the most successful card you can get in my entire deck, and in traditional tarot, it's called the World. It's the final puzzle piece going in the place it needs to be for you to move forward in this actual question. So here's the thing. I actually think everything else about your life, Pam, is where you want it to be. The only thing missing is your companion of choice. And that's exactly how I want you to frame it. You are seeking your companion of choice. We don't say boyfriend. We don't say partner. We don't say husband. We don't say significant other. We say, I am looking for my companion of choice. Because when you go into that vibration, what happens is it is your choice. You see?
Okay.
So there's a big card, there's a big breakthrough card where you finally realize that finding love is not that hard, and that over the next 6 months you find yourself being courted by several men, not just one. And then there's this card that says you probably are going to meet him connected with something creative. So here's an interesting thought for you. I would love it if you got involved with whatever political party rocks your world and became a volunteer with the political party, because I'm getting the vibe of someone that's connected with the law. So this person could be in, you know, actually law enforcement, or could be an attorney. And what I'm getting is that this person is ready for a relationship. So if you'd met 5 years ago, you guys wouldn't have liked each other. But meeting now means that you're both ready. So I can't say anything more positive about love coming to you than you need to be aware of the men. I told this gal earlier in this program that you need to be aware of the men that are trying to get your attention.
Okay. And that was my
niece.
Thing
is,
that's so funny.
Yeah, well, you're kind of oblivious to guys that are trying to flirt with you. So here's this. I flirt with people all the time. I'm married, okay? But I flirt with people all the time. And when I say flirt, I engage them in conversation. So if I'm standing in the checkout line at the grocery store and we're waiting for the clerk to get to our stuff, I'll say something about one of the rag magazines that are there. Oh, my God, he's going to propose. Or, oh, my God, I can't believe she looks so amazing. I'll just start a conversation with the person in front of me or behind me as though I've known them forever.
Aw, that's a good idea.
I just do it. And I want to tell you that if you start scoping out the line for any guy that happens to be in line, you can practice. Doesn't mean you're going to go home with him and do any poking. It literally is you're just going to be nice to people.
Okay.
All right.
That
now, one more
good.
Thing. One more thing. Fabulous Pam. One more thing. We have got to get you into your creative mode. Okay? You have a card here that talks about being a writer or a great cook or an artist. There's some sort of creative thing that you have going here that I really want you to expand on.
Well, I've been trying to make a coloring book of angels for kids.
Oh, what a great idea. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And
I
then,
love
and
angels.
Then here's the cool thing is that you can get it printed for almost nothing at a local printer.
Really? Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to do that so bad and dedicate it to my nephew, little Derek. He loves angels too. So that's
oh
what I'm working
God.
On. It's so funny that came up.
So there's a book out there. I don't know if you've ever read it, but there's a book by John Randolph Price, who's written two books that I absolutely think are fabulous. One is called Super Beings, The Super Beings, and it's literally
awesome.
About aligning yourself with the power of the universe to draw to you what you want. It's literally what it is. The other
okay.
book that he wrote, John Randolph Price, is a book called
okay,
The Angels Within Us.
Okay.
The Angels Within Us. It is
okay.
a magnificent book and could be inspiration for you for your coloring book.
Okay.
All right? Because I
yeah.
have to tell you, this might be something that maybe one of the non-denominational Christian churches end up buying, you know, a supply of your books at wholesale. So that maybe you sell them to them for $5. You still make a few dollars off each one. And then they turn around
yeah.
and sell them for 10 to raise money for the church.
Yeah, I would love to do that because I think kids need it. Kids, they need something
oh,
to believe
see,
in. Hold on
I
to.
Agree. Oh, my God, you're
yeah.
awesome. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Well, thank
you.
I'm
going to
keep working on it. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 707 area code. Hello, 707. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. What's your question?
Oh, I want to give you a confirmation. First of all, my daughter did get the job, as you said she would.
Yay. I'm so happy. Cool.
Yes.
Yay. Well, because she's, so, you know, if I recall, she's pretty damn brilliant.
Yes.
And we're not just saying that because she's your daughter, but you know she's got her stuff together. You know, all right, gal pal, what's your question for me?
My question is, will my house be okay throughout the winter, so far as water and electrical? Because I was told through a tarot reading from someone else, of course, not you, that I may have an electrical fire or some flooding or water issues with my house.
Oh, hell no. I'm not seeing that. But I'll tell you that maybe the red flag that you got was just to be thoughtful about preparing your house for the winter by, you know, hold on, I got a cough. Preparing your house for the winter where you wrap your pipes but I don't see any chaos, I don't see a disruption, I don't see anything like that. As a matter of fact, What I'm actually seeing is you just being proactive to just check everything. And it might even be that you you reach out to an electrician and say, hey, can you just test my electrical? And it might even be somebody that's an apprentice or somebody you already know. It might be just a guy friend. But there's a guy here that's super smart and would have no problem doing that for you as a favor. And I'm telling you, allow the favor to happen.
I don't know who that could be.
There's a guy here. It could be, you know, here's the thing, is that you could go to your local Home Depot, right? Mm-hmm. And you could talk to the guy in the lighting department and say, hey, do you know a good electrician that can just do a check of my house?
Okay.
Just, I would go ask someone at Home Depot or look online, you know, and one of the, you know, they have the Angie's List and they have all that. They have the Yelp where you can find out good reviews about people, that there might be just electrical inspection. You know, the other thing you could do, here's the other thing you could do, is that you could reach out to someone that does home inspections for, you know, home appraisals, inspections for real estate companies, and ask them if they know somebody that could check the electrical. Do they know somebody?
So you're not really seeing a problem then?
No, not at all.
Like, oh, my God.
No. As a matter of fact, as soon as you double-check it, you're okay. And it's the double-checking that's all you need to do is just double-check it. But
yeah,
I don't see I don't see that disaster coming towards you at all.
And no flooding either.
No.
Oh,
do you live in a place that floods?
No. And I was like, what is going on here? I don't... You know,
okay, was it another reader where you called in for free and got the question answered?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, well, okay. You get what you pay for. I'm not seeing it. Seriously, guys, let's put this into perspective. This radio program is designed for entertainment. I mean,
right.
Okay, yes, I do have an intuitive gift. Yes, that's true. I am not seeing that. I see you more worried about what this person said to you, but I don't see that at all.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is that you could treat this as an opportunity for yourself where you decided to take OSHA classes, and that might be the fastest way to find somebody that can actually check your electrical, is that, you know, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration has classes in every city. And people get certified for fire safety, electrical safety, water safety, CPR, first aid, all of these things. And they're very low cost or free.
Okay.
So not only is it a great way to meet guys, but it's a great way to meet people that do or work in the service industry.
Mm-hmm.
And when they meet you, they like you, and they want to do it for you for, like, less expensive than they would normally charge somebody else because you're in their class. You see?
Right. Okay.
All right,
yeah.
Gal pal. Thanks for the call.
I'm going to put my mind at ease. Thank you so much.
All right. See you later. Okay. Bye.
Love you.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
This is Desmond calling in. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Desmond. What's your question?
Yeah, I just needed a confirmation and, like, where to go because I just got let go of my job last Friday. I know it's
crap. Really?
Indication. Yeah, well, I kind of got a feeling this kind of indication, the universe telling me, give me a kick in the butt to
I'm getting the whole kick in the butt thing, too. And it's saying that you worked with a woman that was sort of a biatch and that she was responsible for you being let go.
Probably in an indirect way, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm telling you that this is the best thing that could have happened to you because it's getting you out of a feeling of being trapped because you would have worked that job just to earn the money, but it wasn't your dream job. So here's what I would recommend for you. I keep getting with you that you're supposed to be in the spotlight, that you're supposed to be in front of large groups of people eventually talking about something you've done or motivating others or teaching others in some way. So what I would do right away and do it this week is I would find the largest Toastmasters group that I can find in your city or that you can find in your city. And what Toastmasters is a nonprofit public speaking training group. So it costs you $5. Usually I think it's $5 each visit. And what it does is it helps train you be in front of large groups of people and do public speaking. Now, the reason I want you to find the larger group is that when you get up there to introduce yourself, you can say who you are and say, the reason I'm here is that I think someday I'm going to be a great speaker, and I just lost my job. So I'm looking to connect with professional people that can help guide my career toward where I really want to go. Now, what could happen is someone in that group might have a job. So you can end up finding a job very quickly. But it's saying that the way – now, you might have heard the last caller when I talked about taking the OSHA classes, the Occupational Safety and Health Administrative classes. It might be you take some of those classes too. And that when people meet you and get to know you and see you're serious about learning new things, you may get a job offer from that.
It's called Toastmasters.
Yeah, so there's two organizations that I want you to look up in your city. The first is Toastmasters, so like, you know, buttering a piece of toast, and then master, M-A-S-T-E-R-S, so Toastmasters, as though you're giving a toast at a wedding, all right? So that's what it's called, it's Toastmasters, and it's a nonprofit group. And then the other entity I want you to look up is OSHA, O-S-H-A, which stands for Occupational Safety and Health Administration. And this will allow you to take classes, because here's the thing, is that when you can find another job through one of those avenues, it's going to pay you more.
Okay.
So it's not about you, although you could, for the month of December, get a job in retail just to get you through December. But what I'm getting is that it's time for you to start really deciding, what do I want to do with my career? Because I feel like there's been a little bit of a ping pong ball here with you, just kind of going where the paddle hits you, instead of you deciding where you see yourself in, say, 5 years. And so I'm voting for where do you see yourself in 5 years, because you're ready for it.
Yeah, yes, I am.
All right, my friend. Okay, thanks for the call. See you later.
All
right. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 604 area code. Hello, 604. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. What's your question?
Love life.
Oh, okay.
Love life.
All right, fabulous, Catherine. All right. Well, that's interesting. So it is saying here that you're getting very, very serious about what's going to make you happy, which I want you to do in a very lighthearted way, okay? And I want to tell you that in this next relationship that I actually see coming towards you, do not, for at least 12 dates, sleep with the guy. Don't do it.
Right.
As attractive as he might be, do not go to the sex vibe. Instead, go to, it's funny because I tell ladies that talk to me about romance certain things. Like I say, in these 12 dates that you do over the next, say, 12 weeks, 10 to 12 weeks, you want to do things where you see him around waiters and waitresses and people that, you know, check out lanes at grocery stores. You want to see him in traffic. You want to see him put together something like a bicycle or something from IKEA. So in other words, what you want is you want to see this guy in a variety of different situations so you actually understand his temperament, okay? And that the more that you do together as activities, and I'm even talking the normal stuff, you know, going to movies, going to dinner, all those other things, but we make it about the experiences together because there's a man here. This man, likely to be a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio. He's likely to have brown to blonde hair and light eyes. And the thing is that he's a catch. He is somebody that would be great for you. What's interesting is that he's had the history of women pushing themselves onto him, and so he's a little gun shy. So when you don't go into that vibration and it's about experiences you do together, he's actually really relieved. Because what I'm getting here is the more patient you are with this man, the more you're not only does your intuition step in and go, yeah, this one's really good, then you're actually okay about waiting for anything more intimate because you two really get along. So the phrase I love to use and I love to give people to use, is you're seeking your companion of choice. And that it is an evaluation over, say, 12 dates that take 10 to 12 weeks to get through. It's not, you know, it's not 10 to 12, it's not 12 dates in 12 days. It's literally where you spend time, you text each other, you talk to each other, you get to know each other before it goes anywhere intimate. The interesting thing is that this guy is going to be very, very conservative about the subject of money, which is exactly what you want, because he's a catch. So the money's not an issue, but don't make it an issue when you're doing your query about what he's about. Don't bring up money at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm getting here is that I see in my mind's eye you grabbing the hand of this man and sort of skipping along the beach, which is the most ridiculous thing I could actually get in my head for somebody. But that's what I'm getting for you, is the idea that you finally meet somebody that really is your companion of choice and your playmate in this life. And I don't mean in a Hugh Hefner Playboy Bunny way. I literally mean somebody that is looking to create a life and that you're finally, finally ready for it. Now, 2018 is a year of partnerships. 2017 was a year of getting rid of what's not working for you.
Okay.
And embracing what is. Because it was a number one year in numerology. Well, 2018 is a number two year, which is all about partnerships. So I would actually, you know, keep my peepers open for a guy that's trying to get your attention, but then don't really think about the partnership part of it till next year. But I actually see you meeting this person, and when you do, it's going to feel very relaxed and almost organic. That's the only way I can describe it. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, gal pal, okay. Thanks for the call.
Great.
See you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
bye. Bye.
All right, so now you guys, I've updated Dice Wisdom so that you can now have it on the higher phone. So if you have an iPhone 6, 7, or 8, then it now will not slow down your phone, because before it was slowing down your phone. It'll actually say, you know, this app will slow down your phone. Well, now we've had it upgraded, so when you download it for a whopping $1.99, now you have a way of asking questions right on your phone, which is like really fun, wicked cool. So we're all about that. The other thing is that December 1st is coming up on Friday. So if you're looking to do a ritual right here before the holidays where you can really see how the universe is working for you and not against you, then I would highly recommend that you invest the cost of a latte by going on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and looking up 9-Day Energy Reset. And it's a little e-guide, and it's all the advice that I've been telling people over the years about bringing and stepping into their personal power, because you're ready to step into your personal power. Also, I am available for phone sessions, or if you decide to come to Las Vegas, I do in-person sessions as well. So in the meantime, I'll be back and live next Sunday at 9 a.m., and I will look forward to talking with you all then. Thank you so much.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at DiceWisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.